Gemara Makot. Masechet Makot has been donated anonymously in honor of Morris Dweck, Sammy Esses, Yaron Mizrahi, and Tuvi Asis for their endless work for the Kahal Kadosh, Bet Yaakov. May Hashem give them continued strength in order to serve the Kahal and the community, the Shem Shamayim, in good health and prosperity and shalom. Amen. Daf Yud Gimal. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat. Avraham bin Esther. Lo hashem tirhani begal eder amet hezdav jinsel fu ashema dina batzara. Ena rfan adar fata nesu lagu fato fata kar ba dabur chinasu ha amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Bet Amud Bet. We start from the Mishnah on the bottom of the page. Kehoseba. Similarly, rotzeach shigala le'in miklato. Okay, let's say a guy goes to rotzeach, he goes to in miklat. Veratzu anshiyai lechabedo. They want to give him kavod. The people in the city, they don't know he's a murderer. They want to give him kavod, some type of honor. Yomru lahem, yomal lahem, rotzeach ani. Listen, I'm here not as a tourist. I'm a murderer. Amru lo afar pichen. We still want to give you kavod. You come in mehem. No, you can accept it. Shreimar v'zid devar harotzeach. Meaning dvar, meaning the words of the rotzeach. Devar harotzeach. He has to speak. He has to tell them that he's rotzeach. Ma'alim ayuschal elvim. Dever biyuda. Now, let's say a rotzeach moves to one of the cities of Levim. So, the Levim get a rent from him. Which is the city has to pay the Levim rent in order to house the rotzeachim. So she says, "Ha'adim, ma'adim ayu ha'adim schal alviim she rotzchim sochrim mehem et bate adira." Right? Which is, they pay rent, and the city has to give money to the Levim because really it's their cities. So the Levim get a little rent over there. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Omer lo ayu ma'adim lehem schal. No, you don't give them any rent. The Levim don't get any rent. The guy pays rent wherever he is, but the Levim don't get any extra money. After the Kohen Gadol dies, when he leaves the Eid Miklat, he goes back to his original position. Let's say he had a position of Kavod, he was a Nasi or whatever he was. Finished, he got his Kapara, he can go back to his original position. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. When he goes back, he starts from scratch. He doesn't get his original position of glory back. According to Rabbi Yehuda, once already this big avon of murder came to his hands, even though it was v'shogeg, he's tainted. He cannot go back to his original position. Amar Rav Kana, the Gemara says like the Yud said in the Mishnah that what? That they got to pay rent to the Levim. The Gemara says, I'm a machloket if you have to pay rent to the Levim. Amar Rav Kana, machloket b'shesh. That's a machloket in the six cities, which means over there it says the six cities, v'ayu lachem he'arim lemiklat. Says, and the city shall be for you. So the more savar lachem lekelita, which means the cities will be for you to protect you. But what? Not for you to live there for free. Lachem meaning just for protection, but not lachem for everything. No, it's your city. Free rent, lachem. So the machloket is by the six, because it says lachem. However, in the 42 cities of Devim, everybody's have to pay rent to live in the 42. The Mahlokan is in the sixth that it says the word Lachem. How do you learn the word Lachem? Is Lachem meaning it's just for you as an asylum to protection? Or no, Lachem means it's yours to whatever you want. Even if you get free rent. But in the 42 it doesn't say the word Lachem. Then for sure you have to pay the Levi'im rent. What are you talking about? Nobody could argue on that. When it says Lachem by the six cities, for sure Lachem means Lechol Surchechem, for all your needs, free rent. Nobody's going to argue in the six cities you pay free rent. So where's the machloket? The machloket is not by the six cities. First of all, the six cities, lachem, lechon surchechem, free rent. The machloket doesn't mean the 42 cities. Gemara says, Ela marava machloket, v'arvayim ushtayim. The machloket is by the 42 cities of the Levim. Because it says, besides the six, add another 42. So the machloket is going to be, do you compare the 42 to the six? So the Gemara says, Mor sabar ba'alehem titinu kihanach liklita. The question is, what do you compare the 42 to? Do you compare it to the 6 in what sense? Do you compare it to the 6 that just like the 6 is kolet, so to the 42 are kolet, but you have to pay rent? Or do you say no? Just like the six is the chosru chechem is free rent, so to the 42 is free rent also. Torah compares them. It to the six, not the 42. So the six is like the 42, but to what extent? Ah, some say full extent. Six is free rent, 42 is free rent. No, six protects, 42 protects. But rent, you have to pay in the 42. Comes Gemara and says, Jose, this is Lasha Yaba. He said, what? He goes back to the original position that he had before Gadkhod Bimir. Rabbi Yehuda says he does not go back to his original position. Now I give an explanation. This is talking about an Eved Ivri. It says, Veshab El Mishpachto, after the Eved Ivri goes free. He goes back to his city, Ve'el Ahuzat Abotav Yeshuv. Now he goes back to his family's Ahuzat, his father's. It says, the Mishpachto Hushav. It says, he goes back to his Mishpacha, Ve'el Oshav Lemashi Aziku Abotav. But he does not go back to the ancestor's position that he had from before, the Rebbe Yehuda. So again, the Mishpachto. He goes back to his family, but not to the. To honor a position that he had, which is once already a person fell from his madriga, he does not go back. That's why Eved Ivri, Rabbi Meir Omer, Afu Shav Lemashi Aziku Abotav, because it says the end of the pasuk Ve'el Achuzat Abotav. He goes back to the inheritance of his father, Ka Abotav, which means just like his father. His father has a certain position, he goes back to that position as well. So the Gemara says, "V'chein begole." The Brayta can use, and similarly, someone that goes to galut, because it says in the pasuk, "Vel achuzat abotav yeshuv." The pasuk should have said, "Say yeshuv and mishpachto vel achuzat abotav." Why did it say yeshuv and mishpachto vel achuzat yeshuv? Let's say yeshuv again, and it's coming to me. Not only the eved. But who I need? Somebody else goes back to his original position. Who's that? The gole. Kishwomer yeshuv lerabot et arotzayah. It's coming to include the rotzayah. My vechen begole. What does it mean vechen begole? Not only the Eved Ivri, but also the one that went into to galut. So Gemara says, Kedetanya. Yeshuv arotzav erech chozato le'eretz chozato hushav. Venoshav l'mashal siku abotav. The Rebbe Yehuda. The Rebbe Yehuda says, by the Eved, he only goes back to his family, but doesn't go back to his original stature. Rabbi Meir Omer af hushav l'mashal siku abotav. Then he goes back even to the original position. Vechem begoleh, meaning just like Rebbe Yehuda, argued by Eved Ivri, and the same argument by a goleh, does he go back to his original stature or not? Oh, comes the Gemara and says, so again, the source is Eved Ivri. So Gemara says, Gemar Shiva Shiva Mehatam. Because it says by Eved Ivri, Yeshuv El Ahuzat Abotav Yeshuv, and by Rotseach, it says Yeshuv Rotseach El Eretz Ahuzato. It says the word Yeshuv both by Goleh and both by Eved Ivri. So you make a Gezerah Shava, Yeshuv Yeshuv. Just like by Eved Ivri. You're telling me that he goes back to his original position that his father had according to one shita, and it says the word Yeshuv over there, and it says Yeshuv by the Rotseach Veshogeg. So therefore, we make a Gezerah Shava, Yeshuv, Yeshuv, and Mehatam. Rabbi Yehuda says that Eved Ivri doesn't go back to his level. So just like he doesn't go back to his level, Yeshuv, Yeshuv. Rotseach doesn't. The Bimi says he does go back, Yeshuv, Yeshuv. So everybody links with the words Yeshuv, Yeshuv, the two, and Yarim. The question is, what do you hold by Eved Ivri? So the source is Eved Ivri. And whatever you hold by Eved Ivri, follow suit by Notzeya Meshogeg. That's my look. So then, what's the Makor of Amishtar Abiyudah Rabbi Meir? Eved Ivri. What does Eved Ivri got to do with Notzeya? Yeshuv, Yeshuv, Gezerah, Shavah. Because the word Yeshuv is extra by both cases. Adran Alach, Ve'eduhen, Golin. Okay, now we move on. Ve'eduhen, Elokim. Right? Okay, the following people get Malkut. Averot, you get Malkut on. Haba'al achoto. Guy goes with his sister. There's a hadith right there. Even though going with your sister is karet. No, it doesn't matter what it is. You get karet with the shamayim. It's karet. Still you get Malkut. It's hadush. You're getting two punishments over the chara. You're getting a karet. And the Bedim will give him Malkut. Right, that's the Hadush of this Mishnah, by the way. That Haybe Kiritut are subject to Malkuyot as well. Everyone are looking. Abal Achoto. Valachot Abiv. Chot Abiv is his aunt.
his father's sister. Valachot Emo. Achot Emo is his mother's sister, the maternal aunt. Ve'al Achot Ishto. Okay, Achot Ishto is his sister-in-law, his wife's sister. Ve'al Eshet Achiv, his brother's sister. Wife, brother's wife, brother's wife. Eshet Achiv. Ve'al Eshet Achi Abiv, that's his aunt, his uncle's, his paternal uncle's wife. Ve'al Nida. Nida, also he goes with a Nida. Almana Lekohen Gadol. An Almana that goes with a Kohen Gadol. Almana is not allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol. So he's saying over here, you're going to get Malkut as well. Girusha v'chalutza l'kohen ediot. A Girusha or a Chalutza. A Girusha is a divorcee. Chalutza is somebody, a girl that went through the process of Chalitza. Is going to get Malkut if she goes with a Kohen ediot. Mamzeret v'netina l'Yisrael. Okay, we know what Mamzeret. Okay, she cannot marry Israel. Netina. Netina, those are the people of the Givonim. The Netinim, we learned this many times. They converted in the times of Yehoshua ben Nun. The story of the Givonim was that they were accepted into Klai Yisrael under a false pretense. They claimed that they were from a far away place, and they came to Yehoshua, and Yehoshua accepted them to be part of Klai Yisrael until he realized that they were tricking Yehoshua. They actually were living in Eretz Yisrael proper, and therefore, since he gave them the word that he's not going to do anything to them, he didn't want to go back on his word and make Hatanat Nedarim. So therefore he placed them as, he converted them, but he placed them as water carriers and Chotvei Etzim, wood choppers. And the Hachamim banned the Netinim from coming into Klai Yisrael, because basically they're really from Canaan. And the Torah says, Lo Tatchaten Bam, you're not to marry into the Canaanim. So therefore Netin is also something that is Asur. So again, Mamzeret v'netina Yisrael, a female netina to Israel, because they get Malkut. Bat Yisrael netin, reverse. Now, Bat Yisrael that marries a male netin, ul mamzer. Almana, okay, period. Okay, so those are all the cases, basically, that there's a chayuv of Malkut. Now, all these cases are not, yes, all these cases over here are not karets, by the way.
No.
Absolutely not. Certain things, just a lot. Almanat Kohen Gadol is a lot ta'aseh. There's no karet on Almanat Kohen Gadol. It's just a lot ta'aseh. Or a halutza. Halutza is not even deoraita. Halutza is a divorcee midrabanan. So when it says Malkut, it must be Malkut midrabanan. Mekat Madut midrabanan. Okay? And Mamzeret and Netina, all these cases are just lot ta'aseh. There's no karet on those cases. Okay? Okay, good. Now, why is it telling me the case of Almana and Girusha if there's no karet? I thought the Hadush Mishnah is even where there's a karet, you get Malkut. So why are you telling me Almana and Girusha? So it's for the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is really telling the next verse. Almana u Girusha. Let's say she's both. She's an Almana and a Girusha. That's the Hadush over here. How's she an Almana and Girusha? She got widowed, and she got remarried, and she got divorced. So she's both. She's an Almana and a Girusha. Hayavim aleha mishum shnei shemot. So the guy, and then now Kohen goes and marries this lady. Kohen Gadol marries this lady. He gets two sets of lashes, because it's two different surim. She's Almana, she's a Girusha. Now she says, Almana u Girusha, shinit Almana, מיש אחד רכשו מיש אחר חייב לה שתי מלכויות משום שתי שמות two different sins משום שתי עזרות שתיהם מפורשו בקרא two different sins that are written in the pasuk ועזרה אתה רבה יוקיימה. Good. Now look at the next line. גירושה וחלוצה. Let's say she's both. She's a גירושה and she is a חלוצה. She got divorced and she's also the procedure of חליצה was done to her by her brother-in-law. אינו חייב אלא משום אחד בלבד. And now she goes and marries a Kohen. She only gets one set of lashes. Do well, I would learn it. One set of lashes from the Torah. Because Girusha is not from the Torah. Halutza is not from the Torah to marry a Kohen. So therefore, when she's a Girusha and a Halutza and marries a Kohen, how many sins from the Torah did she commit? One. She gets one. Look at that. She says a basic Hattushit. She says, Girusha and a Halutza, Girusha bi halutza enu chayvada ela mishum girusha. Look what he says right here. She halutza ena ketuva, because halitza is not written befirush in the Torah that's forbidden. Ela miribuya maitinan la. We learn it from a ribui. We learn it from a derasha. Girusha eni ela girusha halutza minay tamud amar veisha. That means according to Rashi, it sounds like halutza is also a sumra Torah, by the way. It's just that it's not explicit. So something that's not explicit, we learn it from an extra ve'isha, you don't give matkut on it. So suppose, what are you talking about? Chalitza is a suit in the Torah? So good about it, Tosfot. Pirush contrast. Mishum girusha da halutza ma'itila ve'isha girusha ma'asho le pirusho da halutza le'chuda ena ika matkut de'oraita. From the Rashi, it's ma'asho that's matkut me'de'oraita on a halutza. Veze eno. Da'amir me'perik asana yuhsin. Chalutza drabanan. Exactly. Chalutza is only medrabanan. So Tosfot comes along and says, "V'had le'ayel tana v'chalutza agav girusha tanya iname makat mardut drabanan," which means over there we're talking about the gabed and makut drabanan according to Tosfot. That really, if she's a chalutza and a girusha, she's only going to get one malkut, meaning min haTorah. So as you have a malkut of the Rabbanan, the Mishnah is talking about the malkut of the Torah. So it comes after the machlok and Rashi and Tosafot. It sounds like is a halutza asura to a kohen min a Torah. That's what Rashi is mashma. Or according to Tosafot, only asura mid the Rabbanan. That's a big machlok over there. Good. Which means according to Rashi, the halutza is included in the girusha in the Torah. So once you're giving a makut for the girusha, it's included in it. So you can't give it separate. But ma'aspa, if she did it alone, if she was just a halutza, she would get the malkut in the Torah. As I told you, Tosfos' question is, what are you talking about over there? So it says over here, lav dafka. Which means, either I say when it says girusha vi halutza, I say it's lav dafka, this case over here. It says, Mishumka pushuru shurim acharim, אמת אין חיוב מלכות בחלוצה מן התורה ומה שזכיר החלוצה משנתנו לאו דווקא הוא אלא אגב, once already we said גירושה, we put the חלוצה also but it's totally different right, or like Tosfot said when it said that she's going to get מלכות it means מלכות מן התורה but really is the מלכות מן רבנן on a חליצה so you only get the מלכות דאורייתא on the גירושה
It's just that
he black, it's a derash. It's a derash Torah. What do you mean? Rebuya is a ribuy. Ve'isha. It's a pasuk. That's the oraita. So they're all asking a nashi. When you see halitza, it's the oraita, yo. That's asmachta. That's asmachta. Sometimes it doesn't. The rabbanan make a din. Where is it hinted in the Torah? Oh, we have a pasuk of it in the Torah. Here, she says, it's not asmachta. It's ribuya. There's an inclusive terminology. Kavachom is deoraita. We don't. None of these are kavachomers. Everything we said in the Mishnah is befirush written in the pasuk. Sister-in-law, there, brother-in-law.
Not every deoraita gets milk.
Of course. These do. Because these, even though you get karet, you're going to get malkut as well. The second chadush of the Mishnah is when the girl is both, when she's an almana and a girusha, the queen that marries the queen is going to get two sets of lashes for both esurim. Continue. Okay, we continue the Mishnah. Goes back to the karet cases. Okay, we're going back to karet cases now. You ready? Even though it's karet, you get malkut. What are they? Okay, a lot of stories here. Hatameh shachal ta kodesh. Okay, a guy was tameh, he ate kodesh. Okay? What is kodesh? Meaning he ate korban. When he was tameh. Vavayla mikdash tameh. Or he came into the Beit HaMikdash when he was tameh. Ve'ochel chelev, he ate the fat of a korban. Ve'dam, or the blood. Ve'notar, or the leftovers, meaning after the korban passed its expiration date for eating it, he ate notar. Upigul. Pigul is talking about where the kohen had a bad machshava that he's going to eat it outside its time. When he brought the korban, when he did any of the avodot, he had a kavanah to do it, to eat it outside its time, that makes the korban pigul. Vetameh. What's vetameh? on a korban itself, the meat itself became tameh. Not that he is tameh, the meat is tameh. Veshuchet u'ma'aleh b'chutz. Someone that slaughters outside the azara or brings a korban outside the azara. Either two things: either slaughtering outside the azara, in the azara, outside the bet, outside the azara, shchotehutz, or ma'aleh, or he's bringing the korban itself. Outside the Beit HaMikdash, ve'ochel chametz ba'pesach, it's also a karet, ve'ochel ve'osem lakam yom kippurim, a guy eats, so it does work on yom kippurim, it's also a karet case, ve'mefatem et ha'shemen, a guy makes a model of the shemen ha'mishcha, so now he's not to make a model of the shemen ha'mishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu did in order to earn the Kohanim. He takes all the ingredients and he makes his own shemen ha'mishcha. That's asur min ha'Torah, to be mefatem, to make the shemen, ve'mefatem et ha'ketoret, or he makes his own ketoret, v'asach b'shemen ha'mishcha, or he anoints himself with the shemen ha'mishcha, he anoints himself. Torah also says, al besar adam lo yisach, he has a little leftover from the shemen ha'mishcha Moshe Rabbeinu, and he takes it and he anoints himself with it, v'ochel nevelot utrefot, shekasim, urmasim, he eats all these devarim that are asurim. Nevela is a behemah that was slaughtered incorrectly. Terefah is an animal that has a ba'al mum in it. Shikatzim is all the animals that are, the Torah says, that are forbidden to eat. Fish that are asurim, the birds that are forbidden, and all these things over here. Okay? You get malkut. Aval, but, tevel. I'm sorry, aval. Achal, tevel. Oh, tevel is fruits, foods that you do not take. Terumot and Ma'asrotan. U'ma'aseh rishon shlota terumato. Ma'aseh rishon, you get to the Levi. He's got to take 10% of that and give it away. Go ahead. So he ate ma'aseh rishon shelo nitla terumato. U'ma'aseh sheni ve'ekdesh shelo nifdu. Or he ate ma'aseh sheni. Or ekdesh that they did not make pidyon on it. And he ate it outside of Yerushalayim. Okay, all these things over there you get malkut. Okay, Sam question. How much table do you have to eat to be Hayab Malkut? Machlokh Bishwan Omer Kotchu, Lachamim Omrim, Kezayat. Okay. Ama Lehem Bishwan, Yatem Odimni Bochem Nemala Kotchu Shuhayab. If a person eats a bug, how big is a bug? A little bug is nothing. Don't you agree you're Hayab? So why you tell me when it comes to table, it's got to be a Kezayat? Even a Kotchu, you see, is already a shoe that's Hayab when it comes to eating. Amlum Deshi Kibriyata. No, because a bug is hashuv, because it's a whole creature. It's a whole species in itself. So the species makes it hashuv, because you're eating the whole creature. Amalem afrita achat kebriyata. It's good. So one kernel of wheat is also briyata. One kernel is also a kosher. It's the same way you say in nimala is a hashuv. What if it does also shur hashuv? Okay. Let us read the Rashi's here. Let us read the Rashi's. Okay, ready? Elu and Elokin. Stop. Following people get Malkut. Elu lav davka. Well, not every. There's much more cases. The Tana Veshiyer. Lokin Tufa. There are many cases where you get Malkut. Elatana Chime Kiritut. That's the Hadush. We gave you the case of Karet. Lashmina Deyesh Malkut Behaime Kiritut. That's the Hadush. That even though there's a Karet, you still get Malkut. V'tana almana u'grusha, even though almana u'grusha, there's no karet on almana u'grusha, v'ashmin an almana u'grusha. The hadush almana u'grusha is the case where she's a double. She's almana and a grusha, to teach you that the guy gets two sets. Ayav ala b'shum shte shemot. V'tana tebel u'ma'aseh rishon, shlo netat terumato, which means, what's the hadush in tebel and ma'aseh rishon, all those cases? De lo mefaresh lav didu behedya. Even though the issur is not written explicitly in the Torah, the hadush is still you're going to get malkut on those items. Hekdesh also that you do not make a pidyon is not written explicitly in the Torah, the hadush is still going to get malkut. Once already it said hekdesh, it says ma'asishni. Ma'asishni is written clearly in the Torah. There's no hadush in ma'asishni. Of course, if a person eats ma'asishni, you didn't make pidyon on, for sure you're going to get malkut. There's no hadush in ma'asishni shalom nifdeh. The hadush is an ekdesh. Once it's an ekdesh, then a chagav ekdesh. We put also maaser sheni as well. Most of them teaches us a kiddush. Okay, we saw all those over there.
Okay, we are good. We said everything. Just look at the last Rashi in the Mishnah. Hekdesh shelo nifdeh, azarato ena mefureshet kol kach. Good. The azara of hekdesh is really not written explicitly, and that's the hadush. Rashi proves to me that it's asur to eat hekdesh that's not nifdeh. But since it's not written explicitly, the Nusra says that either you did, you're going to get makos. So every case in the Mishnah basically has a chedush. Either you have the karet chedush, either you have the amana ugrusha chedush that you get double, either you have chedush that some of these things are not written explicitly in the Torah, you're still going to get a malkut. Good. So all these things are technically, basically chedushi. Okay. Gemara. Gemara says, Chibe kiritut katani. Our Mishnah is talking about Chibe kiritut. Chibe mitut bedin lo katani. But not Chibe mitut bedin. Once a person does an isu that is Chayav mitat bedin, we don't give him Malkut. Once he gets ready to Chayav mitat bedin, he's exempt from Malkut. Nashi. Chibe kiritut katani. Kol Chibe kiritut she'em bahem mitat bedin, uskut meshtatenu, niya Malkut. ואחד מכל חייבי מיתות בדין לא הוזכר בלכות אם יתרו בו למלכות. So let's say, וגם זה מחלל שבת. What's the problem with חלל שבת? סקילה. Let's say they warned them. If you do this חלל שבת, you're going to get מלכות. We don't give the guy מלכות. Why? Because since it's an item that's a חייבי מיתות בדין item, בדין items are not subject to מלכות. But in a קראת item, if they warn them over there, we're going to give you מלכות, they give מלכות also. Even though he's going to get the karet, what the malkut? It's hadush. But remember, you warned him for malkut. You warned the guy, don't do the halus shabbat, you'll get malkut. You give him malkut? No. You warned him on the isur karet. Don't eat the hametz on, the hametz. Don't make the ketoret. Don't sleep with your sister. Make him a ferush kid, the first kid. Don't go with your sister. If you go, you're going to get malkut. They went with his sister. What do? You give him malkut, even though he's going to get karet, chadush. So Gemara says, matnitin, mani. Who's the author of Mishnah? Rabbi Akivai. The Tanya, echad chaybe kiritut ve'ad chaybe mitot bedin, yeshno bechlal malkut 40, devre Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds, you get malkut on everything. Whether it's chaybe kiritut, whether it's chaybe mitot, and they want them for malkut, you get malkut even on chaybe mitot. Rabbi Akiva omer chaybe kiritot yeshno bechlal malkut 40. Chaybe karet, you get malkut. Why? She'im asu teshuva betin shelbala mochalin lahem. Because if you make teshuva on a chaybe kiritut, betin shelbala will forgive you. So technically it's possible to only get the one punishment. So since you have a way to get out of it, if they warned you for malkut on a chaybe kiritut, you get the malkut. מה שאין כן, חייבי מיתות בדין אינו בכלל מלכות 40, שעשו תשובה אין בדין שבת המוחרים להם. אבל חייבי מיתות בדין, even if you made תשובה, they still stone you. You guys are חלש תשובה, you can't go to bed and say, חטאתי, עביתי, פשעתי. Okay, very good, that's between you and God, but we're still stoning you. So therefore, now they warned the guy for מלכות. They warned the guy for מלכות, we're not going to give, since he did an avon that's subject to a מיתת בדין that cannot come off him, so mitot bedin is different. Look at Rashi. She says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, look at the third line. Rabbi Akiva Omer, chaybe kiritut im etru behem malkut, if they warn the guy who's chayav karet, going with his sister, they warn him for malkut, yeshno bechlal malkut, velokin. Ve'en kam mishum chaybe shte rishuyot. Don't tell me, I think you don't give two punishments, right? We say rishah achat, and not two rishuyot. Why? Sha'ata otsho malkut ima karet. Ve'lam e'eram she rishuyot. Why is that considered two rishuyot? Lefi she'achod leftor atzmo me'onet she karet, ayde teshuva bebetit shel ma'la. Because you can get out of it. So since you can get out of it through teshuva, it's not considered two punishments. Aval, haybe mitot enam bechlal malkut. She'esh kan shte puranuyot, malkut u'mita. U'meshi yilke, sofo liareg. She'afilu ya'ase teshuva, הם בדין של מטה מוחלים לו את המיטה, and therefore he does not get מלכות in such a case. You can't give a person two punishments. So therefore when it comes to karet, he can get off the punishment, he can make teshuva. However, a person made an avera that's how you bet the bedin, but bet is not going to be potter from the mita even he makes teshuva. So therefore he cannot get off the mita. So, אין מלכים אותו, you don't give him מלכות.
Okay, comes the Gemara and says, so you got to be Akiva? That's the Akiva. And it makes us also from Mishnah. Karet, you get Malkut. Bet Din, items, you don't get the Malkut. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yitzhak Omer. Rabbi Yitzhak comes along and says, third opinion. Which means, all the arayot is hayav karet. All the ones in the haremot, whatever the guy does the arayot, all karet. But when the Torah writes going with your sister, it says by your sister, karet. What do you have to tell me, karet? It says, generally, all these are hayav karet. Why did I have to specify it by sister again? Why did I have to specify it by sister? Yeah? No. By all the Isurim, it says, generally speaking, you did any of these items, Hayav Karet Bechudan. But when he wrote sister, Vela Achoto, Karet. It's included in everything. What do you have to specify by Achoto? Laduno Bekaret Vedo Bemalkut. It's coming to tell you, Hadush, that the Karet items is Dafka Karet, and no Malkut. So according to Rabbi Yitzhak, even Chaybe Kiritut, there's no Malkut. So the Swishi taught. According to Rabbi Yishma'el, Chaybe Kiritut, Chaybe Mitot Beddin, Lokin, you get Malkut. According to Rabbi Akiva, Dafka Chaybe Kiritut, Lokin. And according to Rabbi Yitzhak, nothing. Not Chaybe Mitot, and not Chaybe Kiritut. Look at that, she, Rabbi Yitzhak Omer. Av Chaybe Kiritut, Chitru, Bahen, Malkut, Eno Bechlal Malkut. ושכל חייבי קריטות של עריות בכלל היו נכתיב כי כל אשר יעשה מכל התועבות האלה ונכריתו נפשות למה יצא קלט באחותו לעצמה נכתיב בקדושים נהיו איש כי יקח את אחותו לדרו בקרט כך שלא בקרט שלא נאמר שאין בהם עונש אלא קרט בלבד so those are the three שיטות who's the author of the Mishnah? רבי עקיבא makes a look between קרט and מיטת בית דין comes the Gemara and says מה התעמד רבי ישמעאל? Okay, now we got to learn the sources. Rabbi Yishmael said what? This Malkut ben on a Beddin item, ben on a Karet item. What's the source? Dichtiv, im lo teshvo la'asot et kol divrei ha-Torah hazot. Right, if you're not going to fulfill this Torah, you do a lot, I say. You're not going to keep the mitzvot. Yeah? Uchtiv, what does it say after if you're not going to keep the Torah and the mitzvot? Ve'fla Hashem et makotcha. And God says I'm going to give you a lot of makot. Hafla'azu enu yodeh amai. What is hafla'a? Vehifla. Kishu omer vepilo ha-shofet v'ikal lefarvah. I see the word hapala written by Malkut. Because it says vepilo ha-shofet. The shofet throws the guy in the floor and hits him. So the word hafla'a is the lashon of Malkut. Havim hafla'azu Malkut. Uchtiv imlot tishmu lasot et kol. It says if you don't fulfill any of the mitzvot in the Torah, you're subject to Malkut. Ah, so you see what? That all chaybe kiritot, chaybe mitot beddin, all are subject to malkut. Also, wait, the Gemara says, by the way, there's more than two categories in our Torah. You tell me, any of the mitzvot, you're going to get malkut? Why do you only limit it to kiritot and mitot beddin? There's more options. Continue. Yachi, chaybe asename. Even positive commandments. A guy didn't take a lulav on Sukkot. Give him malkut also. Does the Torah say, if you didn't fulfill any of the Torah, the mitzvot, why are you only limiting it to karets and mitot bedins? Maybe even the mitzvot aser gives the guy malkut. Im lo tishmor ketiv. It's talking about im lo tishmor. Lo tishmor sounds like what? It's negatives. Im lo tishmor. If you don't fulfill it, whatever it says tishmor, tishmor is a signal that it's talking about a lo taser. How do we know? Uch Rabbi Avin Amar Bilai. Amar Rabbi Avin Amar Bilai. Kol makom shleimar hishamer pen ve'al. Anytime you see the words Hishamir, I'm warning you, be careful. Or the word pin, lest. Or the word al, eno ela lo ta'ase. And what does it say in this pasuk over here? Im lo tishmor. The tishmor is like Hishamir. Okay, so we know it's only talking about lo ta'ase. There's no malkut on mitzvat ase. Good, continue. Okay, good. What about a lo ta'ase that doesn't have a ma'ase? Lav she'en bo ma'ase. You should get the Malkut also. You want to say, no. La'asot ketiv. The pasuk says, la'asot. It's got to be a type of issu that you are doing. Not an issu that you judge us by not doing. By passive.
Found
chametz on Pesach. Good. You're over, but that's by doing nothing.
Okay? So therefore, no makot in the last sukkah. Continue. Lav shinitak la'asename. What about lav shinitak? What about a lot that I said you could fix? Guy steals. Can you fix stealing by giving it back? So maybe you should get makot on that also. Gemara says, dumya de lav de hasima. Right after it talks, says this pasuk, it says, lo tahsom shor bedisho. The lav of hasima. You're not allowed to muzzle an animal when he's plowing. Now, just like muzzling, you can't fix. Once you muzzle the animal, it's unfixable. You cannot undo the avon. So too, all types of sins that are undoable are going to get malkut. For the fact that Torah juxtaposes the law, the lav of hasima, right next to this pasuk that teaches you malkut, we learn that to be similar to lav de hasima. Meaning? No malkut. Because you can fix it. So the Gemara says, "Hashta datita hachi." Once already introduced me this hasima item, kulehu namedu miyadilav the hasima. And it's all your questions then. I tell you, you know how I know not mitzvah taseh because lo tasom. You know how I know lav sheyesh bo maaseh from lo tasom because you have to do maaseh. So all those questions now are answered from one answer. The fact that Torah juxtaposes lav the hasima right next to this pasuk, that's how I learned that all these dinim only ben chive mitot, ben chive kiritut. It's got to be a maaseh. It can't be a lav shinita. Good. Good. That's who's that opinion has to be Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva, continue. My tama. What's the reason by chive mitot bedin? You don't give them malkut also. But it says, "Kedir shato." It says, "You give him one nisha." Mishum nisha, hatat mechayim, vayetam mechayim, mishtabshir shi'oyot. You can't give a guy two punishments. You can stone him give him lashes. Bidyuk. So Gemara says, "Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael, what do you do with this?" Gemara says, "Hani mili mita umamon." When do you say don't give two punishments? When it's two different punishments, totally money and dying. Mita umamon. Or malkut or mamon, or lashes and money. That's two different punishments. Aval mita or malkut, mita arichtahi. It's one long death. Mita and malkut, it's all one long drawn out death. That's not considered two punishments. Oh, the Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, then you tell me what? You only give one punishment. Iyache, chibekiri tut nameh. Chibekiri tut also. This guy's getting karet and he's getting malkut. I thought you said you only give one. My Amart, what are you going to answer me? Shima'asu teshuvah. You're going to say, because I can make teshuvah. I'm sorry. Hashtami alu avde. But now they didn't make teshuvah. In the interim, they didn't make teshuvah. And the bottom line, the guy's getting two eyes. What do I get a potential? He can make teshuvah. The guy didn't make teshuvah yet. So he's basically getting two avonot. He's getting karet. He's also getting the malkut. So with that, we're back to the question. What is the source of the Akiva? How he knows he can get two punishments for a karet? Amar babu. Yes, I'm sorry. It's beferush. Beferush lipta Torah chibe kiritut lemalkut. Beferush. Where? The gamar le'ene mele'enecha. Oh, we have a gezira shava. Le'ene le'enecha. Why? It says in chibe kiritut. It says le'ene. And it says by Malkut le'enecha. So once we have le'enecha, those two words combine the two items to tell me that it's Malkut by karet. If it just would have said le'ene by karet, I have no idea that you get Malkut. But I see a similar word by Malkut. I see le'enecha by Malkut. Ah, le'ene, le'enecha, they're connected. Malkut and karet are connected. Good, that's a derash. Le'ene le'enecha. It's not the same word, but it's close enough. Le'ene le'enecha. Same, close enough. Gemara says, oh yeah. Matkif la Rabbi Abba bar Mammar. Ihache. Chibe mitot bedin nameh. When it comes to chibe mitot bedin also. Nigmerem me'ene mele'enecha. We have a gezera shava. By mita it says me'ene, and by malkut it says le'enecha. So the same way you learned le'ene le'enecha karet and malkut, learn me'ene le'enecha to teach you bedin and malkut. Good. Gemara says not the same. Gemara says
danin le'ene mele'enecha ve'en danin me'ene mele'enecha. Better to go le'ene to le'enecha is closer than me'ene to le'enecha. Okay, the Gemara says, umay nafkamina. What are you talking about? They're close enough. Why? How do you know they're close enough? Ve'at tana de berbi Ishmael. Ve'shav ha-kohen uba ha-kohen. We have a law when it comes to a mitzvah. And one pasuk it says Veshava Kohen, and the Kohen will return. And one pasuk says Uba Kohen, and the Kohen will go in. Zui Shiva Vezui Bia. Veshav and Ba, we learn it as a Gezerah Shava to say that the dinim are similar. Which means this pasuk is talking about over here a house that they found a Sara'at in it. And the Kohen has to mazgir it. He quarantines the house over there, and after 7 days he comes back and checks it. In the beginning it says Veshav HaKohen, which is after 7 days of quarantine, he comes back and he sees if it spread. So what do you do in that case? You have to knock down the wall, and you have to take apart the stones, and you have to chip the paint around over there, and you have to repaint it and all that business over there. The pasuk says again Uba HaKohen. This is talking about what? When the Kohen comes along and he sees after the first week that the Sara'at did not spread. So he has to make another 7 days quarantine. Over there it doesn't say what do you do after the second 7 days if it spread. So it does it just like after the first 7 days when it spread. You got to knock down the whole house, take out everything. So too, when he comes in after the second 7 days and he sees it spread, you also do the same thing. You take apart the house, you take apart the bricks and everything. But these are two different words. Veshav uba. So just like two different words you can make a gezera shava on, what are you being so technical when it says me'ene le'enecha? It's close enough. If in a veshav uba you can play it, so therefore we should say what? Malkut and mitot bedin should work together because of me'ene and le'enecha. So Gemara says, good question. Yeah, different words. No, it's a Gezerah Shavah. Yeah, that's what you got. If you go on a Shiva and a Bi'ah, so for sure, Me'ene Le'anecha is closer than the Shiva and Bi'ah. So Gemara says, Ve'od, and not only that, Ligmor Me'ene Mele'ene, Deha Gemar Le'ene Mele'anecha. You don't like the Me'ene business? It's not close enough for you? No problem. I'll do like this to you. You already learned from Karet to Malkut, right? It says by Karet Le'enecha, right? Right? It says Me'le'enecha. What's the word? No, Le'enecha. Le'enecha, yeah, Le'enecha. Huh? Me'ene and Le'enecha. Good. Me is from that pasuk. So the word is Le'enecha. So it says, I don't like this. Le'enecha is by Karet, right? Ene is written by by Karet. It's by Malkut. Because you have a connection there, right? So now I'll tell you like this. Once I learned Le'ene Le'enecha from Malkut to Karet, and it says by Chibe Mitot Betin, it says Me'ene, right? It says Me'ene. So learn it like this. Learn it, read inside again. Let's read inside again, and we'll finish with this. Read inside again. Read it inside Rashi. Rashi. Ve'od. You see Rashi, ve'od? Ve'od nigmar me'ene. Demitat bedin mele'ene de kiritut. Which means, just like we said, kiritut is loke. Ma kiritut loke de hagamat le'ene mele'enecha. Af mitat bedin yilke. How do you want to learn it? Tell me how you want to learn this derasha, the ve'od. Right. Me'ene le'ene is better than me'ene le'enecha, which is once already you did le'ene. To le'enecha, to karet. So I got a word over there now that's le'ene. So learn the le'ene to me'ene, one and three, and make a derashat chaybebi tot bedin. What do you want about? You want the words not similar? So do transitive. Yeah, one equals two, two equals three, one equals three. Make it all like that. So the Gemara says, you're right. Kibla mine Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzhak. He accepted it. Good question. He accepted the challenge. Now he's going to give the new answer. We need a new answer. How does Rabbi Yishmael know? How does Rabbi Akiva know? A chiluk between karet, that you do get malkut, and on mitat metin that you don't. Gemara says, keder ishato, mishum mishachat ata mechayibo, vi ata mechayibo mishtum. When it says Rish'ah achat and not two Rish'ayot, Perish'ah ha-mesura le-bed din ha-katuv b'daber. The Pasuk is talking about over here only on a Rish'ah that's given to bed din, which means bed din gives you a sekida, Rish'ah achat, bed din cannot give you Malkut. Stam, when it said Rish'ah achat keder Rish'ato, it was only talking about items that bed din levies. Bed din cannot levy two punishments. Masheke karet is not bedin. Karet is on Hashemayim. So they're simple. Now you don't need pisukim, derashot, and all that. Finish. The main reason is you only give one punishment. And you can only give one punishment at a time. By karet you're giving two punishments. No. When I said kederish atom is by mitochel bedin or onshim shel bedin. That's what's talking about, but not on Cholchel Shamayim. Rava Amar, Rava comes along and says like this: Atrube le katala. Let's say if they warn the guy that has mitat bedin Shabbat, they warn the guy: if you do this over here, you're going to be chayav mitat. We're going to give you sekila. Kule alma lo peligi de'en lo kevemet. You don't give the guy malkut. You warn him for death. You give him death. There's no argument on that, by the way. So what's the argument? Keep peligi de atrube le malkut. The machloket is where you warn the death penalty guy for malkut. Rabbi Yishmael Sabar, lab shinitan azarat mitat bedin. Tokin alav. He says, okay, even though it's a shayak to mitat bedin, you still get the malkut. Rabbi Akiva Sabar, lab shinitan azarat mitat bedin, enokin alav. Since it's subject to mitat, if you would have got the right warning, so then you don't get malkut either. You're not going to give the guy death either. Because you didn't warn him for death. So the whole machloket is in the case where they warned them for malkut. So the shaila is, do you give him malkut? The Bishmas says, give him malkut. Why? Because mito betin also are subject to malkut. Mashiach, according to the B, Akiva, no, since this is a mitat bedin item, even though he's not getting mitat bedin, but since it's an item that you can get the mitat bedin, he's not getting it because you didn't warn him. So he didn't get anything. Since they warned him for the wrong item, he doesn't get according to the Akiva, not malkut and not the mitah. So Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, ihache chibe kiritot nameh lav shinitan azharat karetu, which means don't give him malkut either. Why? Because when you warn the guy for a karet, what did you warn him? You warned him if you warned him the wrong warning. You told them you're going to get malkut. So the chaura, why should you give him the malkut in that case? Really, it's a case where he's subject to karet. Just like you say, when he's subject to mitat bedin, there's no malkut. Say, you're subject to karet, so when they warn him for malkut, you shouldn't get karet, you shouldn't get malkut either. Just like you're saying by chive mitot bedin. That what? That you don't give malkut on such a cause, it has a death penalty there. So say the same by karet. When they warn them for malkut on a karet, don't give them the malkut because there's a death penalty. Gemara says, "Amale Rav Mordechai Rav Asher, Hakam Rav Avimi Magronya Meshved Rava Haybe Kiritot Lo Tzerichi Hatra'a." That's the key. The guy gets karet without hatra'a. You don't need a hatra'a for karet, which means that don't hurt you. You're getting the karet. The guy's getting the karet regardless. So therefore, you're not going to say, when they warned him for Malkut, you can't give them Malkut. You give them Malkut. Because the warning helped for Malkut. But they warned him the wrong item. There's no warning. Mashiach, by Chabe Mitot Bedin, Chabe Mitot Bedin, you got to give a warning in order to give a punishment. Right? So when you give him the wrong warning, so the Rabbi Akiva is going to say, what? You can't give him anything. You can't give him the Malkut, because this is an item that's subject to Mitah. And you need you need the right warning over there, so therefore he's not going to get anything. Mashiach, in the case of karet, he gets a karet. Karet is without a warning. That doesn't start. But look at Rashi, and we're done with this. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, En lokin alav, is that us?
Ken of Sidikim Azara, that's the main thing. What's the proof? Shari Pesach Mila. Pesach and Mila is the proof. Korban Pesach, you get karet if you don't bring the Korban Pesach. Midi Mila, you get karet if you don't do the Midi Mila. There's no warning. Anybody wants a guy? There's no warning over there. Afa Pishlo is here, Alain. There's no Azara. Azara means it doesn't say in the Torah, Lo Ta'ase. There's no warning even in the Torah on these items. It doesn't say Lo Ta'ase in the Torah when it comes to Korban Pesach. It's Mitzvah Ta'ase. And you still see, even though there's no warning in the Torah, you still get karet. So therefore, the orish of karet does not eat azara, and therefore, the lav that's written by Chaybe Kiritut can serve as the azara for the malkut. So the Gemara, again, we're going back to the first wide line on Yud Gimel Amud Bet. Rava Amar, Rava came along and said like this, Atru Bele Katala. If let's say somebody made a sin, a type of sin that's punishable by Beddin. Mitat Beddin. He did something, Halul Shabbat, Hayav Sekila. So, and they gave him a hatra'a, they gave him a warning before he did the Avon. They told him, if you do this Avon over here, you're gonna die. You're gonna get Sekila. Everybody agrees you don't give him Malkut. Because they warned him for the death penalty. He gets the death penalty, and you don't get two punishments. However, where's the machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael? Ki peligi de'atru be'lemalkut, which means they warned the guy on a death penalty case for malkut. They didn't give him the warning for mitah. Oh, in such a case over here, we have a machloket, because you can't kill him in this case. Because since they didn't give him a warning for death, so they can't kill him. So the question is, do you give him the lashes? But it was Rabbi Ishmael Savar, Lav Shinitan Lazarat Mitat Beddin Nokin Alav. Rabbi Ishmael says that a mitzvah lo ta'ase, a negative commandment, that you hayav mitat beddin, there is no, Nokin Alav, you get Malkut. So according to Rabbi Ishmael, you get the Malkut. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Lav Shinitan Lazarat Mitat Beddin, and Nokin Alav. He says no. Once already it's a death penalty and beddin, there is no malkut. If that's the point, which means Rabbi Akiva's logic is like this: since the Torah gives you a warning, and the warning is for death penalty warning, you don't get malkut. So Gemara says Rabbi Akiva held that on something that's hayav karet, a sin that's punishable by karet, and they warn you for malkut, you get malkut. So the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean? But the warning in the Torah was for karet, just like the warning in the Torah was for sekila. You say it's not for malkut, so the warning for karet shouldn't work for malkut either. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Akiva, yache, haybe kiritut lameh, and things that are chayav karet as well. Lav shenitan lazarat karetu. The warning in the Torah was given specifically for karet. Why then do you hold that if you got warned for malkut on something that's chayav karet, you get the malkut? Just like the warning by a mitzvah lo ta'aseh, just like the warning you say is for mitat bedin and not for malkut, say the same thing by karet. Amar le'Rav Mordechai le'Rav Asher, achi amar abimim hagronya, v'shemed rava, haybe kiritot lo tzirichi hatra'a. Which means, we want to say b'chadush here. In the Torah, you always have a warning. Before any avon, there's a warning, right? Warning always manifests itself as a negative. Don't do this because you're going to have this problem, right? When it comes to all mitot bedin, things like Chilul Shabbat, things that are punishable by Sikilat, you always have a warning pasuk, because you need a warning. God doesn't punish unless there's a warning pasuk in the Torah. Good. So therefore, when it comes to mitat bedin, we need the warning pasuk to levy a punishment. Therefore, the warning is for the mitah and not for malkut. But by karet, what I'm going to show you right now, you don't need a warning pasuk to be hayav karet. As we're going to see in a certain case, that Torah doesn't give a warning, and still you're punishable by karet. Oh, so when all the other karets that the Torah gives you a warning, it's not for the karet, because you don't need the warning for karet. So the warning must be for malkut. Where do you see a case that you have a karet where the Torah didn't warn you on it, and still you're hayav? So Gemara says, She'are Pesach Mila. Two karet cases. Korban Pesach and the Mitzvah of Mila. If you don't bring the Korban Pesach and you don't circumcise yourself, either of those things, a person is Chayav Karet. Afa Pishlo is here. even though there's no warning pasuk in the Torah against them, yistach hayav karet. There can't be a warning pasuk. Why? Because these are positive commandments. Do a brit milah. There's no pasuk that says don't not do a brit milah. It's just a positive commandment. And still, even though the Torah doesn't give you a warning on it, if a person doesn't do a brit milah or pesach, he gets karet. So you see over here, the warnings that are written by other karets are not necessary. Because even without a warning pasuk, you'd get the karet. So all those extra warning pasukim are superfluous. And since they're superfluous, what are they coming to teach you? That you don't get karet in certain cases. Some, the warning will be good for malkut. That's what Rabbi Akiva learns. If they warned you for malkut, for a karet case, you'll indeed get the malkut. The Gemara says, wait. V'dilma azara lekorban deha pesach umila delet bu azara lo maiti korban. The Gemara says, wait. Who told you the warning by karet pesukim is for the malkut? Maybe the warning is for the korban. If a person does a karet meshogeg, maybe the warning is to teach me that he brings a korban, and I'll prove it to you. Because by pesach and milah, those two karet items, where it doesn't have a warning, if a person transgresses those meshogeg, he doesn't bring a korban. So you see, it could be the warning is for korban, not for malkut. Gemara says, hatam lavainu ta'ama. No, that's not the reason why Pesach HaMilah doesn't bring a Korban. Not because it doesn't have a warning pasuk. Ela mishum de itkash kol haTorah kol haAvodat Kochavim. All the Torah, when it comes to the Averot, is compared to the sin of Avodah Zarah. Ma Avodat Kochavim shev ba'al ta'aseh, af kol shev ba'al ta'aseh, lapukeh haneh dekum aseh. Which means like this. Let's take the sin of Avodah Zarah, which is the paradigm sin of the Torah. The Torah says, you do Avodah Zarah, you bring a Korban. How do you do Avodah Zarah? You got to do an action. How do you refrain from Avodah Zarah? Through an inaction. So we learned from Avodah Zarah a paradigm. That only when you do an action, you hayav a korban. You do an active sin. Kum va'aseh. Masha'en ken, in a avera that you commit by being passive, there's no korban on that. Pesach, how do you transgress it? By doing nothing. You just don't bring the korban. That's passive. How do you transgress brit milah? By not circumcising. There's no korban for that. So therefore, really, the reason why you don't bring a korban by Pesach and by a shogeg, you don't bring a hatat, by Pesach and milah, is not because you don't have a warning pasuk. The warning has nothing to do with the korban. The reason why you don't bring a korban hatat is because it's a passive avera. And the only time you bring korban hatat is from an active avera. Oh, so the warning... So therefore, you wanted to say that the warning pesukim by karet is for korban. It's not so. The warning is not for korban. Ela, what's the warning for? Back to the answer. The warning must be for malkut. Back to the Rabbi Akiva, that if they warned you on a karet item for malkut, the warning teaches me in the Torah that she says, I don't need the warning for karet. Ela, the warning must be for malkut. Of course, if they warned him for if they didn't warn him for malkut, he's not going to get malkut. But talking about a case where they did warn him for malkut, so he gets malkut. Comes again and says, "Avina Amar." Avina gives one more answer. Le'olam kedamrinan meikara, which means we gave a much more simpler answer earlier on the early daf of Rabbi Akiva. We said, you know what? The reason why when a person's hayav sekila and they warned him, let's say for Malkut instead of Sekila, you know why he doesn't get Malkut? Because the Torah says you only get one punishment. You only get one punishment, you don't get two punishments. So the Gemara asked on that. The Gemara said, and Karet. And what's the reason that he said Karet? Karet, it's only one punishment. Why? Because he can get rid of the Karet. How can you get rid of the Karet? You can make Teshuvah. The person makes Teshuvah, the karet goes off. So technically, you'll get the malkut. By mitat bedin, by sekila, you can't get it off. You can't walk into bedin after you get sekila and say, I'm sorry. It's too late. Once I have sekila, I have sekila. So by sekila and malkut, you're not going to get two. So we give them the more stricter one. But she'ekin by karet, since you can get it off, so therefore, you're only getting one, you get the malkut. So the Gemara asked on that. Yeah, but until he makes Teshuvah, it's not off. So you're going to get two. Which means it's dependent if he makes the Teshuvah. But if he doesn't make the Teshuvah, he gets the karet. So Rabbi Akiva, it don't make sense. Bottom line, you're giving the guy two. In certain situations, the guy's going to get two punishments. You're going to give him the lashes because you warned him for lashes. You're going to get the karet because you're going to make the Teshuvah. So the Gemara says, really, we're going to give that answer. And your question that you asked, Shimasu Teshuvah bedin shel ma'ala mochalim lahem, my amart, you asked me a question. Halo avu Teshuvah. He said, but Rabbi, he didn't make the Teshuvah. Lo psika milta le karet. The point is, it's not a conclusive karet. which means since the karet is not, that's what he meant, since it's not a conclusive karet, since he can get rid of it, when does the Torah say we can't give a guy two punishments? When it's conclusive punishments. When the two punishments are definite, then you can't do it. But when the two punishments are pending, because this karet, it's not for sure you're going to get the karet. Mm-hmm. Could be the karet will be erased because the guy's going to make teshuvah. That's not considered giving two punishments. Two punishments means giving two conclusive punishments that are definite. But even if the guy doesn't make teshuvah, since this karet is a type of karet that can be erased, so that's not considered giving two punishments. It's going to be akiva. The maaseh will say, if a person did a sin that's punishable by karet, let's say he ate chalev, right? Before he was about to eat the chalev, they told him, hey, don't eat that, buddy, you're going to get malkut. He eats it, we give him the malkut. And by the way, he might get the karet also, because if he doesn't make the teshuvah, but that's not considered giving two punishments. Because since he could have gotten rid of the karet via a teshuvah, so therefore, he does not get, he is not considered getting two punishments. Baruch Adonai Olam, amen.